If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today, we have a review from the High West Cask Collection. This one is aged in Chardonnay barrels, which is a very, very interesting choice on a finished whiskey product. What are your thoughts?
I mean, it's High West, so they do a few things that mostly nobody really fully understands or appreciates or sees, like their Midnight Dram. Which is a high rye, like it's amazing. Yeah. And everyone's like, well, I'm terrified to spend money on it. But know people and get it as a gift. No, I'm just kidding. But it's just, they have a lot of good SKUs. You just got to understand what it is and the work that goes behind it, because they do have a lot of really good products.
You are normally a red wine guy, like myself, correct?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on a whiskey finish in a Chardonnay barrel?
Yeah, I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what this tastes like. It's super dark in color, so we'll see. But I'm down to try pretty much anything except for ghost pepper
tequila.
Tequila.
Dude, that was good. Don't even lie to me.
Out of your mind.
All right. So High West, they're based in Utah. We've done a review of High West before, right? High West Campfire.
Yeah.
So if you want to go learn more about High West, I believe we talked about it back then.
Yeah, we did.
But they are a whiskey distillery located in Utah. They do like doing some interesting blends and expressions that are different from the normal status quo, which is pretty cool. This one being one of them. But we're going to talk about the cask collection. Like I just said, this is finished in a Chardonnay barrel. And this is a blend of about 4 to 9 year old bourbons.
Woo.
And it's finished in a Chardonnay. I constantly want to say Cabernet because I'm not expecting it to be Chardonnay. But this is finished in a Chardonnay barrel for about 9 months.
Yep.
So you're getting that long duration in that Chardonnay barrel. And I'm very fascinated to see how this tastes.
This is $62 where we are in the very interesting state of New York.
Yep.
And it's 100 proof.
All right. So label brand, what do you got?
I love High West.
Yeah, me too.
I like their bottles. I like that it's got that little, like, glint, dust nonsense that's happening.
It makes it look like it's dirty, but it's not.
Yeah, but it's not. I love the fact that they have high resolution, intense, real corks.
Yeah.
Look at her. So, and their bottle shape is nice.
It's got Park City on the bottom.
Yes.
Which is it's a cool bottle. And it's very distinct. If you go in and you see that cork or that top, you know exactly what this is.
You know exactly what like this is.
So, Label Branding, I'm going to give it an A check.
I agree.
I do like the colors on it. It is that, like, dark, almost, like, really dark gray and a tan, like, a gold copper label to it, which matches the whiskey color, which is really cool.
Yep.
It makes it look expensive. And how much is this?
$62.
Okay, that's not terrible.
No.
For a High West product.
No, not at all.
Because normally they're around, like, what, 55?
Well, it depends. They have some options that are $30, but then they have others that go all the way up to $240.
Okay.
So it really just depends. Like Midnight Dram, last time I saw it on a shelf, it was like $225. But it really just depends on what it is.
Yeah.
They have a 14-year-old single barrel that was like gone instantly off market, like black market right now. It's about $800. So it's just kind of across the board.
Is High West MGP?
Yes and no. I don't know if they still are, but yeah, I think they started as MGP.
High West is
it still
sourced from MGP ingredients?
There you go.
I saw on the back it just says bottled by High West, so it just made me wonder where it was distilled.
Mm-hmm.
So it is an MGP product, but they're blending it all together and putting it in a Chardonnay barrel. So we'll see how this goes.
Yes.
And aged in a little bit in Utah, which is different from Kentucky, Indiana. So
well, let's pour.
All right, let's do it. Let's go with the nose, friend. This is your bottle, so you pour this one.
Ooh!
Pretty good sound. Does this smell different coming out of the bottle than it does in the glass? Do you?
I mean, a Glencairn's a Glencairn.
Oh, yeah.
It's designed for the nose experience.
But a bottle's a bottle, you know?
I know.
Okay. That's an old avoid the question. Taking a little page out of Miss Harris's book. okay, so nose.
I think... A nose out of the bottle is not as intense as a Glencairn, personally. I get a better nose experience with a Glencairn than I do with the bottle.
Thank you.
Is that direct enough?
Yes, that is direct enough. Thank you. You could have just said...
And what, I said it was fake news.
Yeah, you could have just said what couldn't be burdened is already undone or whatever she said.
Yeah, well, we'll circle back to that later.
This is very, very caramel forward.
Yeah, way more caramel than I expected for a wine finish.
Almost overbearing.
What is going on? What is happening with these different products today?
This literally tastes like caramel syrup.
It smells like caramel syrup?
It smells like caramel syrup. What else are you getting? Because it's almost difficult to discern what is below that.
grape skins.
Really? I'm not getting any wine.
Touch of tannin and fig. No, I pretty much... Pretty much caramel.
You're getting a little, like...
There's some ethanol.
Really quick spice from, like, an oak.
I'm going to go baking spice. That's a good call. I mean...
Does it make you thirsty?
Not really. You're kind of also getting, like,
I'm so intrigued. I'm getting some butterscotch.
Yeah, you're getting some butterscotch. You're also getting like a freshly baked pie a little bit. Like
62 pies.
Yeah, like 946 pies. But you're almost getting a little bit of that like buttered toast, maybe a little bit.
Buttered what?
Toast.
Toast?
Because I'm trying.
You're digging
it's not
deep,
really,
bro.
I am trying to because this caramel is so overpowering. But there's a little bit of like a buttered toast note to this where you just pull a pie out of the oven and you're just getting that blast of heat. And
what do you rate butter. This then? Because I'm at like a B minus.
Yeah, I'm at a B minus.
All right.
It's not as exciting as I probably was hoping for because you're not getting a lot of that.
Well, let's just drink it.
You're not getting I'm trying to describe to the people what I'm smelling. You're not getting a lot of that wine characteristic in the nose. You're really not getting any instance that this is a finished product on the nose. This is just straight caramel for me. All right, initial taste.
Dude, that's 100 proof. That's gentle. That's a gentle 100. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's giving you... Ooh. Okay, so that's where the grape is. That's where the Chardonnay is, dude. Wow. That ending note? That ending note dissipated like you just drank a room temperature Chardonnay.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with CookUnity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. CookUnity offers hundreds of meals prepared by their roster of all-star chefs. Simply choose from their innovative variety or let them surprise you. Menus are updated weekly, and new chefs are always joining the team, so you'll have fun discovering new favorites while avoiding the dreaded dinner rut. No cleanup or meal planning, just easy and effortless meals delivered fully cooked that heat up in as little as 5 minutes. Speaking of easy, CookUnity is flexible and commitment-free. Skip deliveries, pause, or cancel anytime. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to CookUnity, affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wow. Okay, so this does not taste high proof, but it tastes old. Your initial taste is initially I'm drinking actual particles of that oak barrel because this is very oaky. The caramel is completely gone. And for my opinion, this is straight wood sugar, a little bit of baking spice on the initial taste, and then we'll get to the ending note, but the ending note is complete Chardonnay.
I'm getting grape on the initial taste, though.
I'm just getting oak. You can definitely taste a little bit of grape, but that is almost like complete end is like you're now drinking a Chardonnay. It actually tastes like a dry Chardonnay. This is shocking.
You need to settle down.
This is shocking.
You need to settle down. All right, here's my initial taste. Grape, wine barrel, oak, sugar, spice. I'm getting one other ingredient we haven't named yet on the ending note. Which we'll get to. Initial taste for me, 62 bones in mind. Dude, I'm at an A+, Jack. This makes my mouth tingle. It's like the first time I ever had slow churned ice cream. Like, wow, that's fantastic. I need all of it.
What are you going?
A+, Jack.
I'd probably go flat A.
Flat A?
Yeah.
Ew, David. No way.
So A plus?
Then? A check, check. Grow up.
What about the initial taste has you so juiced?
It is so much. It's not one dimensional. It's so much more bang for your buck. It's so smooth for 100 proof, and it doesn't hit you in the face with ethanol. This is something that I can be like, honey, drink that. And then I give it to her, and she takes it and goes, ooh, 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 I like that, Michael. That's what she would say. That's exactly what she would say.
Okay, so tell me then where your ending or your initial taste stops and your ending notes start. Because I think that that's where you and I are different.
So my ending note starts when I pick up that last flavor note that's not in the initial taste for me that we haven't named yet at all.
See, now my initial taste is everything that we've named, or is nothing that we've named. That's all ending note for me. The initial taste is very oak and barrel centric. The caramel's gone, and again, this is just to me. Everybody has their own opinions out there. But to me, the initial taste is kind of bland because all you're getting is oak, but that lasts like a second. Because as soon as that initial taste is done, where your mouth kind of like is a little prickly, you're getting a lot of that like splintered wood that I always say, very oak forward, a little bit of vanilla, but then that goes away and then you're just left with this rush of sugar and Chardonnay barrel. That is that wine, that vanilla, that a little bit of caramel, but all of that Chardonnay wine, grape, tannin, all that stuff at the end. I love the ending note significantly more than I like the initial taste.
My ending note starts when the vanilla kicks in.
Okay.
Does that make sense? When I first, because when you get it, right, you hit it back, you're all excited, you're like, yeah, baby, I'm having that juice. And then it's just the oak, the sugar, and the spice gone. Then you get the wine, but when that spike happens, when you're like, oh, it's gone, you get the wine, but it's infused with the vanilla.
Yeah.
And that's, for me, that gap where you're like, oh, now I'm going to the ending note. And then that vanilla rounds it out and then morphs it into the wine. And then you get everything beneficial for the wine finish on the back end. And you're like, dude, this is $62. That's a really nice job by Brendan Coyle.
See, now that's why, though, I give the ending note a higher rating. Like, the initial taste was good. It was a flat A, but the ending note is where I'm giving it an A+. Because I mean, that ending note rounded out at the end much more than the initial oak.
I agree. For an A check initial taste, I'm going to go A++ for the ending note.
I'll go A++ for the ending note. I'll meet you there.
All right.
I'll meet you halfway, friend.
There it is, friend. So, final rating.
Can we go 3 for 3? It's a lot of pressure now.
We might have to do some math on this one. Hey, Derek, for the final countdown, let's do something different.
What?
Yep. You started off.
No, we can't do that.
Oh, come on.
We've done the same way for 197 reviews.
Fine.
3, 2, 1.
92.
Let's go, bro. Yes. 3 for 3. Let's go. That's huge, bro.
Yeah, that's a first.
We're so in sync. Wow. We're finishing each other's
sentences.
Wow.
Anyways, all right, everybody. The last question
that was honestly not planned.
No, it wasn't. The last question that we have is, would you have this in your collection?
I would.
100%. This was the last one on the shelf.
So at what price point would you say I'm out?
70.
Okay. I was going to say 75.
Yeah.
So.
Well, tax.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This is a great pickup. This is exciting. I'm going to not drink this a lot. I'm going to, you know, wait for Derek to come over.
It's very interesting, though, because, hell yeah, because the nose gives you none of that.
No.
The nose is not showing its cards at all. It's like close to the chest. I got pocket aces back here.
Yep.
And I'm stone-faced. You do not know what I'm bringing here. The only inkling of any type of ending note flavor that you have is that it says Chardonnay on the bottle.
Right.
That's all that you have. Because when you smell this...
And they have to because of law.
When you smell this, this smells nothing like grape.
No, this
smells
is so good.
Traditional Kentucky.
Yep.
To it just only being just like a high oak product. This is fascinating.
Yeah. This is a great pickup. Highly recommended. High West, nice job on this. The head distiller is listed on the back of the label. That's why I did that fancy, very overdramatic symbol for it. And then also the blend sensory manager, Tara Lindley.
It sounds like a made-up title.
Good for you, queen. Dude, there's people that taste ice cream with gold spoons, and then they all drop with heart attacks at 50.
Blend sensory manager?
Yeah, it sounds like a dream job.
Sounds like a LinkedIn title. That's what that sounds like.
Stop. Anyways.
I'm not mocking it, but it sounds made up.
What do we do? We're whiskey sensory managers.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
You gotta be like that, dude. You swirl and then you toss it. And then you swirl it.
We'll get
someone to clean that up.
Yeah, now I gotta clean the wall. Anyways, thank you for coming, and we will see you next week for another fun-filled Wednesday whiskey. Wednesday whiskey review. Yes, there it is.
Thank you all for joining. Please remember to always drink responsibly. Good person. And Michael.
Don't litter.
We're out. Yeah!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.